is overdue. They should have been released the day we signed the cessation of hostilities and the agreement on the status of the political detainees. They should have been released that time, according to that agreement. However, nothing is too late. We welcome the release. It also indicates a lot because they have been under trial. It means the charges which were where they were tried on, the treason, is baseless. And we have been saying this, that these people are innocent unless Juba has proven that. So we welcome their release.
You say they should have been released earlier. Why do you think they were released now?
The court case, the government was losing the court case. If it was left to the judges, definitely the court case would have been thrown out.
What do you think should happen next? According to the government in Juba, this is a step towards dialogue, a step towards peace. Is that how you see it?
Well, if they were serious about dialogue and peace, they should have released them 3 months ago. So the reason why they released them is because their case was weak. The judges were going to throw out the case, and they did not want the embarrassment. They decided to squash the case themselves.
Their release was one of the demands that was being made on the government. So what now? What would you like to see the government do next? The fighting is still going on. We've had the events in Bentiu in recent days. What should happen next?
The government needs to make sure that the Ugandan forces that are fighting us are withdrawn. They should go back to their country. The government needs to assure us that the Sudanese armed movement, justice and equality movement, and the two factions of SLA, Sudan Liberation Army, all of them called Sudan Revolutionary Front, and also the SPLM North, their troops should leave South Sudan. This is when we will know the government wants to discuss peace and wants to dialogue. But as long as our country is still under occupation, through the invitation of Salva Kiir, I don't think he is serious.
But what about the forces loyal to your cause? There are accusations that they killed unarmed civilians and Sudanese traders in the town of Bentiu last week.
I heard of it through the press. I checked with the commander, and the commander told me when they entered Bentiu, all they got were fighting troops, and the fighting ensued, and the government troops with all their allies were defeated. But however, if there is an incident of civilian that have lost lives, we regret that. And I have decided that I will institute an investigation to this matter.
But in the meantime, there is no intention on your part to ask those fighting on your behalf to lay down their weapons, to stop fighting.
The government forces are on the offensive currently. I do not know how it would be possible when it is the government forces that are on the offensive.
So when the rainy season comes, and it's been widely said that when the rains come, movement will be very difficult and the talking will have to start in Addis, will you be prepared to seriously negotiate peace in Addis?
Oh, definitely. Today I had discussions with the IGAD members, the mediation team. I also had discussions with the Troika and the European Union representative, and also with the South African envoy, Mr. Cyril Ramaphosa. And I promise that if the talks start, if it needs even my presence, I would be present. This is to show that we're serious about reaching to a political settlement.
One final question. Have you already tried, or will you be speaking to Mr. Paganamum and the other men released?
I have not yet spoken to them, but I am hoping that they will be allowed to travel wherever they want to go to. And this is when it would be appropriate for me to speak to them. Now, if I spoke to them while they're in Juba, they might use that against them.